What?
Are you actually here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where the fuck have you been?
Nah, I'm just kidding. You're dreaming. It's a dream.
Where have you been, dude?
I wouldn't even be able to come today if I wasn't sick. I'm a little sick.
Oh my god, we get him when he's sick, Jen. We get him when he's sick.
It's what's up, man? Yeah.
That's what your value is to me as human beings.
It's on, dude. Like, you act like you're in like the army or something. Like, where like have you actually been?
I just work when you guys want to do stuff.
It's when I want to do stuff. It's like Jem doesn't run the show. Second off,
Jem doesn't want to do it at all.
Yeah, Jem doesn't ever want to be here. He's probably he probably is like, why? When's this guy gonna stop inviting me?
Let me turn up some volume.
No, I hear the solo up sometimes.
Does my mic sound okay?
You like the solo episodes?
Yeah. I know why you keep inviting me.
The solo episodes are not that good. It's just me trying to figure out what to talk about.
It's hard, dude. Talk by yourself is so hard.
It's hard to do what we're trying to do. Why do you do it? Why do you do this?
I was actually talking about that the other day. It's like, holy shit, I've been doing this for like good amount, over 2 years.
A long
now.
Time.
Yeah,
you've been steadily doing this, and you've reaped zero reward.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
It's not crazy. Well, yeah, your behavior is crazy. It's not crazy that you do it or that you want to do it. It makes sense.
I don't like this Ed. I don't like him all. I need him all flabbergasted. Like, he's all tired and
it'll
sick
happen.
And in
pain. It'll happen. Don't worry. You'll say something retarded and I'll turn on. Don't worry.
Oh, Jem, tell him what happened to Brandon.
Dude.
Or should we wait? Should we give that some time to breathe?
We should wait. Yeah, let it marinate.
Let it cook.
I
feel like I was saying something, but I forgot. So
wait, what are you sick with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't go to doctors. They're hacked. They're all trying to kill me, you know? Leftist conspiracy theory, Illuminati or whatever. I don't know. They're trying to kill us with COVID vaccines and stuff.
Illuminati? So, what are you, 40?
Jem, wait, yeah. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Ed, for the remainder of this episode, we're going to persuade you to download a fucking Instagram again.
Oh,
off Twitter,
dude. Ed,
you gotta get off Twitter.
You gotta come to Instagram.
Why? It's so easy. You just pick up your phone and say Trump supporters should kill themselves.
No, Ed, get off Twitter, please. For your own benefit.
Why? You don't have to get off Twitter. Just come on Instagram.
Yeah, so we can DM you.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with my Twitter usage.
Then fine. Then get on Instagram so we can DM you. That's it.
Why? You DM me on Twitter.
No, Instagram's so much better.
It's different, Ed. It's so different.
You don't get it.
Because I also want to delete my Twitter, and I can't.
All right, I'll think about it. I'm not going to do anything today.
You're sick. You're not doing dick today. You're on this podcast. Just download fucking Instagram.
You think I'm going to spend my sick time creating an Instagram account?
You're spending your sick time on a podcast that no one listens to.
Oh, wait. I have Threads.
He has Threads, he says.
Which means I must have Instagram.
I'm so upset.
If I have Threads, then I have Instagram.
I never scroll faster past the Threads thing on Instagram.
I don't even know what Threads is. Like, I know what it is, but I've never seen
it. I said I have it.
I don't think I've ever seen a thread. I don't think anyone's ever shared that with me.
Wait, does my account dox me?
You never like are on the homepage and like it'll show one?
Oh, yeah, I have
in between the viewers?
I don't know.
Maybe... I don't know. Maybe
you just go straight to the reels.
Oh, I always go straight to the reels.
Okay. Sometimes I'll scroll the homepage to see like what's...
Are you a monster?
It's recommending me. Sometimes I'm like, maybe Instagram is trying to give me
something. It used to recommend me reels. That's the thing. And then it stopped. It only like was showing me reels from like the one or two people I followed. And I'm like, well, I don't want to see only these two people's reels. Like what the... So then I just go straight to reels.
I know what you mean. I don't know what... how to do it, but sometimes it only shows following, and then sometimes it shows like
yeah shit. It was doing it for a while. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm always going to reels then, and it's either go to reels or DM you.
I go to Instagram sometimes just to see whose OnlyFans I should
so wait, you have an Instagram?
I guess so, because I have a thread.
Well, what is it?
I guess it's just Indindro Whitehall.
What does that mean? How do you spell that?
It's my fucking name. It's my
Your real
name.
Name's not Adindro.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, isn't it Charlie or something?
I was born in Southern Cuba.
Holy shit, he comes up. Ed, follow me so I can we can DM you.
I don't know how to do anything.
Immediately.
You follow
Ed, the reels are so much funnier on fucking Instagram. It's insane. It's all retarded people and racist shit, and it's so good.
Yeah, I just follow girls with big old boobies.
How do I add someone to a chat on Instagram? Do you know, Jim?
Are blueberries not the best fucking fruit?
They're overrated as fuck.
Nah, you've never had a good blueberry.
That doesn't make sense. Jim, where are you getting your blueberries? Like, where? Where? Tell me.
At the supermarket, but I get a certain kind.
What kind?
Blueberries are good for you.
Driscoll's.
Huh? What? Driscoll's? I've gotten. I get their strawberries. Don't fuck with me.
No, don't you dare bring strawberries.
I know what Driscoll's is. Well, you acted like you went to some fucking gourmet blueberry shop.
No, because blueberries can suck so much dick, but
they do.
Driscoll's
they
have the sweetest,
no, they don't.
Plumpest. No. I'm eating them right now.
Blueberries are good.
You have bad taste. I don't know what to tell you.
You're weird. Blueberries are good for you.
How do you? Well, I never say they were bad for it. How do you add someone to a group chat, damn it?
Yeah, they're really good for you, actually, but they're also amazing tasting.
I might only have threads.
No, you don't. I just added you on Instagram, Ed.
Yeah, but it might be some, like, old account from, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
What's my icon?
It's your, like, you. It's, like, your face.
It's you. Threads, maybe.
It's, like, you, but, like, in a, like, a, it's, like, that, it's, like, a scanner darkly. It's, like, you, but animated at the same time.
Scanner darkly?
Yeah, the movie, A Scanner Darkly.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's based on a Philip K. Dick
novel. We think
novel.
It's a good movie. I know if Jem watched it, he'd be like, that movie sucked.
Yeah, it'll bore him. It'll be boring to him.
He would hate it.
He's like, the art style sucks.
Why do you say that? I like
animated films. It's rotoscoped.
Jem, I know you. You would come on. You would DM me immediately and be like, A Scanner Darkly, he says. You'd be so mad.
You probably would. Yeah, because it's really fucking weird, too. It's not like...
Oh, I know this fucking movie.
By the way, Alex Jones is in that movie.
Robert, yeah, he's in that movie. Robert Downey Jr. is in that movie. Woody Harrelson.
Keanu
Reeves is the main actor.
Reeves.
Yeah, I remember my first time using a fucking Photoshop filter. Oh my God, they made a whole movie out of a filter.
The filter didn't exist back then. Back then it was an actual technique.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
Yes, it was.
And I don't know. It wasn't a tech, not a million.
This is clearly superimposed over
fuck
real.
Do you guys, what the fuck do you guys think a technique is?
You think they drew this out every frame, you fucking idiot?
No, well.
And I added you to the group chat on Instagram.
It's called rotoscoping. I don't know how they do it.
Wait, okay, hold on. What's it called?
Yeah, they trace live action. They literally
when
trace them.
Was
they don't
draw. Rotoscoping.
No, they don't trace it, invented. Ed. They just press a filter.
Rotoscoping's back in the 70s.
Yeah, it was back in 1915. Ed, they used a filter. They didn't fucking trace every single line for that movie. Why would they do that?
I don't know if they did for that movie or not.
They didn't.
I know they did in the 70s when they did, like, those Ralph Bakshi movies or whatever.
Yeah, some of those actors weren't alive even back then.
Just watch a fucking making of Scanner Darkly. They'll show you how they did it.
Yeah, they press. I like Jem's explanation. They pressed the button. I like Jem's explanation so much.
Bro,
more.
That movie came out. When did that movie come out?
I promise you,
late
90s.
I'd say early 2000s, late 90s.
That movie came out in 2006.
Oh, so almost the mid-2000s. Wait.
Yeah, no. That's right around the time where, like, every commercial had this filter.
A Scanner Darkly came out after a 40-year-old virgin? Get the fuck out of here.
They probably could have had a way to automate the rotoscoping. I don't know.
What year did you say it came out?
Oh, Winona Ryder was in it, too. Forgot. So hot. You're so hot.
Wait, 40-year-old virgin's older than Scanner Darkly? That is insane to me. It seems like such a newer movie compared to that.
2006 was a long fucking time ago,
dude. Yeah, but 2005 was a long time ago, too.
Yeah, it was 1 year longer.
We were alive.
Yeah, but yeah,
we were alive.
We're also old. You keep forgetting that.
Yeah, we're not like archaeologists.
So. Yeah, but we're not that old.
We're pretty old, Jem.
We're not old. We're like, not even middle-aged.
Based on the way we live our lives, we're like close to middle-aged.
I am middle-aged.
Ed is Ed's
almost dead.
You're past middle-aged, dude. You're
not middle-aged.
You think you're getting to your 80s? You're high as a kite.
I'm 1941. I'm 41 years old.
God damn.
Scanner Darkly sucked.
Yeah, dude, I hate
these pictures. I like that movie, but it also sucked. It really did.
It was weird. It was trippy.
I took one look and I was like, yeah, I remember that filter when I learned Photoshop.
That filter.
It is. We had a,
it wasn't about the art. It was about the it was about Robert Downey Jr. ranting drug addict shit.
Then why'd they
and,
do it?
Woody Harrelson ranting like
wasn't about the art, he says.
Yeah, why'd they make it like that then, Ed?
Oh, I don't know, because they're retarded.
Alright, that's fair.
Who cares? It was funny. The movie was funny.
Ed, where you
been? Woody Harrelson was like, I'm fucking crazy.
Where you been?
High on this new drug. I've been here. I've been hanging out. I don't know. What have you been to? What you been up to?
Been here, hanging out.
It's a great podcast.
It's a great podcast. One of the best.
You don't have any topics lined up as usual. Nope. You've never done any promotion for your podcast.
I've never
whatsoever.
Done any. Nope. I've never. I don't think I've ever thought of a topic.
And you've been doing this for multiple years.
More than multiple years.
That's like not. Yeah, that's not even including like YouTube shit. Like when you guys actually had a following at some point, but then you burned literally every bridge you've ever had. I don't even like you guys.
Well, Jen's making a Roblox channel soon, or like a
Roblox. Really,
you're making a Roblox.
Either that or Kinex. I forget.
Minecraft. Bionicle.
I got the superior
camp. He's making a Zoids channel where Digimons come out of nowhere.
Make a YouTube channel where you just play Squid Game based user created.
Ed, what's going Roblox. On in your life, though? How anything new going on? What's going on? Ed, actually, you're good at telling us the news. Tell us what's going on in the world.
Oh my god!
I know one thing.
It's falling apart. It's actually on fire.
I don't notice any of that.
It doesn't affect you yet.
Yet.
Yeah, it should.
I mean,
a scanner dog.
It will eventually.
A scanner fucking dog.
A scanner dockley, he says. Why don't you just watch it so you can shit on it?
I've seen it.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking Jem.
I will never watch the movie. I promise you that. I hate it.
I know he's going to hate it. Like he's.
But they aired on G4 Network.
What kind of movies do you like, Jem?
Oh shit! I can totally see those fucking like stoner Monster Energy. Like, oh man, this movie's so deep, man. It's so real. Like, it's
right
just...
after Attack of the Show,
no, it's just funny.
And then a new episode of American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah,
watching Meth Head Robert Downey Jr. go fucking ape shit is funny to me. I thought it was a good movie.
He just won an Oscar.
I thought it was funny. What?
He just won an Oscar.
Who?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes.
For what? What's he done lately?
I knew Jem was going to get upset.
Was he an Oppenheimer?
He was one of the main supporting roles.
I didn't
roles.
Watch it. I didn't give a shit about that movie. It sounded so
movie.
Fucking boring.
It was a good
so
movie.
Boring.
It wasn't a boring movie.
It was so boring.
It wasn't boring.
It was overrated.
I watched Barbie.
That's different. I saw Barbie than Oppenheimer back to back.
Barbie was funny until that last the ending. Cringe.
I got a lot to say about. Actually, I don't have a lot to say. I'll just say.
You have a lot to say about Barbie.
No, I'll say this about Barbie. The first like 10-15 minutes were entertaining to me, and then it kind of just fell off very quickly.
I liked the first act and the second act, and then the third act was cringe as fuck, and I hated it. But
why was the third act bad?
Because it did all that like girl power feminist stuff, and it was so cringe.
Yeah, that was the whole movie. Did you not see the movie? That was the whole fucking movie.
No, but it took itself seriously at the end. At least it was funny.
It was always going to take itself. I didn't know it was the highest grossing movie of the year. That's usually it's.
It wasn't bad.
Usually it's an animated movie. The fact that live action got the highest grossing, that's pretty crazy.
I know it was a good movie because Margot Robbie's legs were in it.
I don't think that was an animated movie, was there?
No, the Super Mario movie was
all,
second.
All the feet people love that
yeah,
movie.
I don't think Disney put a movie out that year.
No, that's not true. All the Marvel movies.
Like an animated.
Oh, no, Wish. I think they made Wish.
No, that's
I
not
like
out
that
yet.
The like the best performance went to like the dude.
What do you mean that's not
feminist?
Out? That was in the award show for the Oscars, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You guys watch the Oscars when you're fucking
old. I know, he's just talking about the Oscars.
I watched the Oscars.
2006?
I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend. We watched the Oscars.
Oh my god, of course.
No, that's a good point. He wins that.
Yeah.
No, that's not an excuse, because she's...
It's not an excuse, it's a reason.
Women watch the Oscars because they want to be rich and famous, and they want to leave you for rich and famous people, but they can't.
Wait, Wish came out already?
I think it did.
God damn, it did. Well, that must have been a dud. Oh, I haven't even heard
Elemental, but also Elemental came out. That was
Elemental was mid.
Elemental
it wasn't mid.
It was below mid. It was below mid.
No, it was good. It was good, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't good.
I haven't seen any of these movies. These sound like stupid movies. Elemental? What's that about?
Ed, yeah, also, who cares?
Ed, why are you here? Go get out of here.
What's Elemental about?
Get out of here.
Elemental? Marvel superhero thing?
No, it's a Disney movie.
Oh, why would I watch a Disney movie? It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's okay. We're talking about
it's not a cartoon.
Jem brought up animated movies like a couple minutes ago.
I didn't. You did, and it's not a cartoon.
No. Yeah, you said Disney didn't make any animated movies, so now I'm explaining.
I thought they didn't. I didn't know.
Well, you were wrong, so I'm explaining why you're wrong with the two examples of Elemental and Wish.
Yeah, those aren't main Disney movies.
Disney Pixar.
No, they're Disney movies. They're Disney movies.
I know, but they're not like their biggest.
No, Jeff, they're Disney movies.
There's something they put
Disney
out
animated movies.
It's an off year.
That's different. That's a different thing, though. Now we're on a different topic now.
They didn't even market Wish. Like, I never saw an ad.
Off year as opposed to, like, 2019, where they're just, like, making live-action versions of all their cartoons and making them worse.
Yeah, those are just extras.
Those aren't animated movies, though. Those are literally live-action movies.
The Lion King was animated. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Well, that's... All right, we're just... All right.
The live-action Lion King was fully...
You're not wrong,
I get what he said. I'm like... I'm not even arguing that. We're un-arguing that. I don't even have an opinion. I never saw it.
That movie was so fucking trash. You should watch it just to hate it.
I don't understand what... All right, I never saw it. However, I don't understand how it could be trash if it's the same exact story.
It's like, hey, let's make the art shit, right? And then here's a script. Just read it without any emotion, and then just read it line for line. You know, is it going to be good to have Gemini playing Scar and going, "All hail the king," or whatever? It's like effectively, they just the acting's. Dog shit.
Jem thought it was fine.
Shit. Nah, and they got rid of the Nazi imagery, so I'm out.
There was Nazi imagery in Lion King?
Yeah, dude, when Scar's doing his big fucking...
I do remember.
He's literally like the 1940s propaganda hyena.
I'm surprised they would get rid of that. Usually Hollywood's like very anti-Nazi, which...
They're bad guys.
I guess so you don't want to... Maybe don't teach the kids that Nazis were bad guys? Is that... Maybe that's the reason?
Well, we want to teach the kids that Nazis are bad. Well,
apparently not Disney.
No, they did. Scar and the hyenas were bad guys.
Yeah, and then they realized, you know what? Maybe they're good guys now. So let's make a live-action movie.
That's true.
They're neutral. Nazis are very neutral.
They're like, we're going to get rid of the Nazi stuff because it's too anti-Nazi for Disney. That's true.
We can't be so... Like, now we're overcompensating
for the Jewish conspiracy theory.
There you go. Well, the whole also Walt Disney not liking Jewish people.
I don't know. The logic on this is really not working for me. But
all right, Ed, why is the world on fire?
I don't think anyone liked Jewish people back then.
You're not going to care about ever. Anything.
Yeah, I don't think that was just a him thing. Right, I think that was like,
Ed, we'll care. We'll try to care. Just explain it to us.
Retards are sucking Vladimir Putin's dick, putting Russia in a position where
he said a name.
Oh, Vladimir Putin.
That's
is
the guy who directed Scanner Darkly.
He's the guy who created rotoscoping.
I don't want to talk to you guys about politics.
That's not politics. You just said a name.
It is literally politics. Yes, it is.
I mean, technically, anything can be politics.
It's one of our enemies.
Foreign adversaries. But why?
Why?
So wait.
Why are they an enemy?
And also,
I'm not literally going to
detail the entire like Ukraine war, Russia invasion.
There's no way that's still going on.
It is still going on.
That's impossible. Isn't there a Jewish war going on right now?
I feel like Russia has just sort of exposed itself as weaker than it portrayed itself.
Whose phone was that?
That was mine.
Definitely not mine.
I've had you on like over 100 episodes. Never heard that noise in my life. I've had Ed on once in the past year. Whose phone was that? Who could that be? Holy shit.
Oh, they're banning TikTok or whatever.
I heard about that.
Wait, hold on. What is that? What do you mean? That's bad. They're banning, like, what do you mean?
They're trying to ban the app.
There's a lot. There's Republican.
That's been going on for years. People have been wanting that.
Yeah, they're getting serious about it, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it like went through to the
Conservatives
Senate.
And Democrats both.
Now, can someone explain that to me? Because before
Chinese spies.
Can I finish?
That's it. I explained it. The whole thing. Chinese spies.
But what's the difference from TikTok and like Instagram or YouTube?
It's owned by China.
Dude, TikTok, America's gotta stop China. Being a bitch. Like, we are such fucking pussies.
Nah, Chinese spy is kind of a big deal.
Who gives? You know what? Fucking just, you know what? If I was every government official, I would just make a TikTok of my gaping
you
asshole.
You would destroy the earth. Yeah. Just nuclear holocaust instantly. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! I talked about this with Jim about the fucking twin towers. Like the second those towers went down, they should have just built two giant middle fingers and just said "fuck it," try it with another plane. Like go for like
yeah, that's smart.
Instead, we just cried for 14 years. It's so like oh my god,
we did not cry for 14.
Years. Cried for 14 years. They always brought it up. They brought it up every day for 14.
No, we started a war and committed a bunch of war crimes. That's what we did. Okay, you get it right.
It's like like a baby crying, throwing its pacifier and breaking something.
Yeah. We started a war for the wrong reasons so that George Bush can get revenge for Daddy Bush. That's what we did. That's what we actually did.
No, we cried.
Yeah, we cried a little bit. People died. It was pretty sad.
Oh well, that's a different story.
No, it's the same story. It's the story of the towers falling.
You're bringing this all down, Ed.
Objectively the same story. I don't know what to tell you. Do you remember where you were when them towers
fell? I was a kid, dude. I have no idea.
I was listening to Howard Stern.
Howard Stern? You were listening to Howard Stern?
Howard Stern. Radio personality Howard Stern.
So the world's on fire but that doesn't explain why the world's on fire. Like nothing's happening with Putin.
Everyone's stupid. Everyone's bad. That's
been happening since we've been born, dude. You know that.
Yeah, it's worse now. It's getting worse.
It's worse because you're older.
Yeah, it's worse because I'm older because I'm paying attention because I understand now how bad it is, and you guys are retarded. You don't know anything.
They just want to control fucking apps.
It's the juice.
Jim, what are you eating?
Popcorn
with blueberries?
Yes, and hot sauce.
Wait, all right, everyone stop. What are you eating?
Popcorn with blueberries and hot sauce.
No, popcorners.
Popcorners. Oh, okay. That's a chip. Gotcha.
It's a popcorn chip.
We know, Jim.
With hot sauce, still weird.
Yes, and I dip it in. I'm dipping it in buffalo sauce, and I'm eating blueberries on the side.
That's pretty weird,
Jem.
That doesn't make it better.
Outrageously weird.
It literally might as well be popcorn,
Jem.
People like, wait a minute.
First off, eating popcorners by themselves is already a little weird.
How's that weird?
The people that actually buy those bags, like, I love popcorn. It's like, we all do, but no one buys the bag.
Popular chip in the country?
No, one of the most popular chips, yes.
Yeah, when you get through the entire Frito-Lay lineup, maybe it pops up.
I'm here, guys. I'm at the table.
They're pretty popular.
Right behind Doritos.
This is actually important.
Can I get a fucking word in? Before you guys fucking kick me in the dick? I'm just saying you eat corn tortilla chips with salsa. How is it different? It's corn chips.
Jim, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
How is it different? You're acting like I'm eating fucking chocolate with fucking ice.
Yeah, but then you threw blueberries into the mix.
Well, the blueberries are just from the side. I mean, I switch it up.
They're part of it, though. They're in your mouth. Nice.
That is a flavor.
No, because it's sweet. It's sweet to
do. It's illogical.
Not sweet. They're blueberries.
No, they're so fucking sweet. Oh, my God.
I've had them.
They're in season.
They're
sweet.
They are. They're in season.
They're from Mexico. They're in season, bro. It's summer down there.
There's so much sincerity. They're in season. Are popcorners in season as well?
Yeah, they're.
I don't know. They're probably grown in people, a fucking lab.
People who think they're losing weight when they
By the way, Ed, this is an important thing because Jem nudged my brain.
Losing weight.
He claims that all good hot sauce that places use for their wings is just Frank's Red Hot sauce. Do you believe that's true?
No, I don't believe that's true because it's literally not true.
That's what I said!
It is.
They make deals with
And that's also not what
companies.
I said.
That is what you said. You said if no, they're, I said if, they're if they're do, if they're okay. using regular
Tell me what buff, I said. When
if
I'm
they're
ready
using
and
regular
you.
Buffalo sauce, they're using Frank's Red Hot sauce.
No, I said an authentic place.
You said
that's
what, you said
real
Frank's
Buffalo
Red Hot sauce is their original hot sauce or is
It is.
No, it's not. It's just fucking,
yes, it is.
It's just store hot. It's just a brand hot sauce.
No, it's a store. No. It's not. It wasn't a
He's
store
flustered.
Hot sauce.
He's flustered.
Because you're retarded. You're it wasn't a store brand over. That they then made into the most famous brand. It was the most famous brand they made into a store brand. You retard. There was an original place that made the hot sauce that made the first
buffalo. But here's where we're having a conflict of interest. You're acting like the current Frank's Red Hot sauce that's sold at stores is what regular like hot sauce for buffalo wings is what it's supposed to be. It's not. It's just a processed
yeah,
hot sauce, which is not bad. It's not bad, but it's not.
No. It's the original hot sauce used for buffalo wings.
Is that true? No.
Yes,
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think that makes sense, right?
Well, no. That's fine. You have the internet, and
the
you
original
have,
you hot sauce. What the fuck is the original hot sauce used for buffalo wings? That sentence doesn't even fly.
It's Frank's Red Hot with Frank's some, Red Hot with butter and then a little bit of white vinegar. That was the original recipe used in Buffalo. Where they
Again,
made the
though, that
buffalo.
Means Frank's Red Hot isn't the original hot sauce because it's not including the butter or vinegar. Jem,
what?
You just said it's Frank's Red Hot plus butter and vinegar.
I'm Googling this. I can't find
So Frank's
shit
Red Hot isn't even the original buffalo
isn't
sauce.
Isn't even a hot sauce, he
no,
says?
No, no, no. Isn't even a buffalo sauce because it's not including the butter or vinegar for the original buffalo
Yo,
wing hot
Frank,
sauce.
Frank made his hot sauce back in 1896. That motherfucker is dead.
Jen might be right.
Long gone.
Hold on, Ed.
No, I watched a documentary about it.
What was it on? Franks.com?
No, the Food Network, you retard.
Why do you watch the Food Network?
Because I was like fucking 17 at home bored.
Oh, wow, you're 17? Like, that was not a good excuse. I was 17.
I was definitely younger than 17. I was definitely probably like 14, but.
Oh, you were masturbating to that.
I was in school still.
There is that one girl on the Food Network who's hot as fuck.
Well, I used to watch Unwrapped. Unwrapped was a fun show.
Yeah, I used to watch Kitchen Nightmares all the fucking time, dude.
That wasn't
Kitchen
on the
Nightmares
Food Network.
Was another Food Network.
It was on
whatever it was on, I watched
it. Was on like CVS or Fox or something.
Giada De Laurentiis. She's on the Food Network. She's hot as fuck.
Oh, Giada?
She used to be. I don't know if she's hot now.
All right, I'm looking this up.
Go to an authentic wing
I'm
place
reading it.
And ask them. I want you to, next time you're at an authentic, not Buffalo
See,
Wild
this
Wings.
Is where, this is where we differ. You think an authentic wing place is using Frank's Red Hot sauce.
They are.
Maybe,
you're not. You're,
yes, they
no,
are.
No, you're wrong.
And you're acting like it's a ridiculous thing to say. But
it's not that ridiculous.
It's
I just don't
true.
Think all of them do.
Frank's Red Hot original cayenne pepper hot sauce with the secret ingredient used in the original Buffalo Wings created in Buffalo, New York, 19.
Thank you. Who's right?
I don't.
Apologize, motherfucker.
Well, hold on. But you're still acting like the sauce in the store is that sauce.
Shut up about the sauce in the store.
Wait, no, we're talking about the sauce in the store. That's Frank's Red Hot sauce.
Yeah, but it was a sauce first, bro.
Okay, but, oh my God, the whole...
It's not like a Stop and Shop brand. It's a fucking...
Yes,
she's
I know.
Looking,
she looks
She's looking pretty good. She's looking pretty good.
She looks retarded.
She's weird looking, but she's weird looking in a hot way.
She's got a big head.
Yeah, she's got a big head. That's more room. There's more room.
Jesus, Ed.
More room for me.
Nah, it ain't not my type.
See, there it is. Now we've taken our hot sauce.
Well, there's literally
expertise
no
expertise and created
a ready-to-use
buffalo wings hot sauce with extra. Yeah, dude. Again, the one in the store is just like some fucking ready to like. It's just store.
No, it's not.
It just said it right there. The thing that you claimed I read that proves
they
your
make
point.
A wing sauce. That has like butter shit in it already.
Oh
That's not
God.
The hot
Who
sauce.
The fuck cares? Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is actually important.
It's not.
I don't.
You're so wrong.
I'm gonna veto that decision. I'm gonna say that's not important at all.
Well, what's important in your mind, Ed?
Giada, right now.
Ah, yeah, I do like.
Unless you can replace her with something else. Ugh. Why did the conversation instantly die?
So what? So all right. You said
right. I mean, hey, man, if hot sauce is all you've got, go for it.
I'm just saying.
I didn't mean to tap you out of your.
He only eats that fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, and you're trying to tell me what a fucking wing place is
going to
use.
You're never gonna let that.
You've never been to like a real wing place.
Real wing place. Yeah, really. They're just giving you wings, and they're giving you Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Wait, have you never been to a real wing place?
No, Jim. No, I guess I haven't. Even though we've talked about this on an episode. Don't you dare. Don't gaslight me because Ed hasn't been here. And
I don't remember us talking about it. Honestly,
we talked about it in Arguable.
What? You Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, we talked about. I think it was hot sauce was dry.
Arguable. You're so stupid.
That one actually has topics, Ed. Don't you dare. that podcast got legs.
Yeah, does it? Okay. It's how long going, are you doing that one?
It's going places.
I agree. It must be.
Must be. All right, so basically, Ed, you're telling me the world is pretty much the same as it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, like just a little worse. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
It's an election year, so things are going to get really fucking crazy.
Yeah, but...
That I agree with.
But it's the same people that care. Why are you still in that world? I mean, if you care about it, that's care. Fun. That's cool.
I care.
I'm not taking away from you.
Is it like entertainment? Kind of
it is both entertainment, but it's also like depressing.
Because it seems like you're mad sometimes, and if you are, what makes you mad?
I'm pretty mad. Yeah, I'm pretty mad. I don't like theocracy. And the current GOP seems to want to just be an authoritarian theocracy.
Wait, what is a theocracy? What do you mean?
I hate him.
Religious.
Well, you hate me? Why do you hate me?
No, I hate him.
What, Ed?
Why do you hate me?
Theocracy. Shut up.
It's not a complicated word, you guys, okay?
No, I know, I'm asking. I don't get
what the fuck?
I know what it means, you retard. I don't know what it means.
Is it pretentious to use the word theocracy now?
I said, I just want to know what the word means.
I'm talking about Jim. What's his fucking major malfunction over there, soldier? It means fucking religious rule, right? Like they want to enforce religious shit. Yeah, they want to get.
No one believes in religion anymore. That stopped like 12 years ago.
You know what? You know what? You're onto something there. I don't think they do believe in religion. I think they're just full of shit. But yeah, they want to ban abortion. They want to do all that shit. Yeah. But I like abortion. I think we need more. I think it should be mandatory.
Yeah, let's kill all the babies.
We should fucking stop. Stop. End it. Too late. The human experiment was fun, but it was a failure. Time to pack it in.
Ed, do you still... I feel like you still sleep on a bed that doesn't have, like, yeah. A box spring. I feel like it's just a mattress on the floor.
This is way deeper than politics, brother.
I sleep in a bunker.
Imagine what his mattress looks like when you take the fitted sheet off.
Oh.
It's brand new. I just bought the fucking
mattress.
I don't believe him. Yeah, I got one of those Helix mattresses.
A Helix, he says.
Yeah, from a bat.
Ed looks like a guy who would hurt his knee on a Heely. Like he would be riding a Heely and fall.
I would hurt my knee on a Heely. I don't know why I would have a Heely, but I guess if I did have one.
Why would you get a Heely? All like the new type of mattresses that like you can buy online that are like fucking vacuum sealed and you unroll, you'd buy
it. I don't know, man. It was
are terrible.
I never been on one.
I bought one of those. It came in a fucking
did you?
2-foot by 2-foot box.
You sucker.
this little package, this little case of blueberries came in the mail. I was like, dude, I paid $200.
It's a mattress by Driscoll's.
Oh, dude, you take that thing out, it fucking almost blew me across the room. And yeah, that thing sucks, dude.
Did it really suck?
Oh, dude, it was like sleeping. I mean, it was a cheap one, though, you know?
Which one? Was it purple?
What?
What brand was it?
Oh, dude, it wasn't even a brand. It was like an Amazon Select $200.
Oh, my.
Like,
that was your first mistake, dude. Yeah. You literally bought something. Packing peanuts for your
package. Don't do Amazon Select. Oh, the only
That's
Amazon.
What it felt like.
I have an Amazon Select.
How much was it?
felt like sleeping on one of those like orange peanut candies.
Oh, was it the purple bed?
Is that no? Purple is an actual brand. That's the thing. Yeah. Oh shit!
I had the purple pillow.
Hold on, I'm about to go on Amazon right now and search for mattresses. And see what, I never even thought about buying.
I could probably look up my order history. It was
from I had this old like spring mattress and it was fucking up my back really bad.
Yeah, springs are the worst.
It's terrible.
Well, all mattresses are still like have a little spring in it.
Yeah, this is a hybrid.
Well, mine didn't.
That's not actually true. But well, this
a
one
lot
does.
Of mattresses still do.
This one is. It's a hybrid.
Oh yeah, spring. Dude. Apparently you can buy mattresses on Amazon for like $100+.
Yeah, it was cheap.
There's no way that can be comfortable. There's just no way.
I spent $2,000.
Could you imagine going to Whole Foods trying to return this one? Just knocking over shit.
Dude, it didn't have any give. So, like, if you wanted to turn, like, switch side, what side you're sleeping on, like, you couldn't do it easily because you couldn't push down. You just sink into it. Oh, it was a nightmare.
Hold on, I gotta look. I'm looking at a 10-inch queen 10-inch thick queen mattress. I'm going to the reviews. I gotta see the real person reviews, like the photos. Comfortable mattress, great mattress for the price.
Those are fake ones.
When they say for the price, that means they're shit.
I'm looking at the pictures though. I'm looking.
That's a what do you expect review.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at all these people's like apartments and everything. It's definitely people like just moving into their first place ever.
Yes, yeah.
They need something to sleep on. Like, dude, this one guy just has the mattress and like like a box spring like holder, like the thing that you know, like the metal legs that our parents used to have that held up the bed.
Yeah.
He's got one of those, but that's where the box spring's supposed to go, not the actual mattress.
Do you guys have a bed frame?
I don't have a frame. I have a. So well, I do. I do have a frame.
I have a frame that has drawers in it, but
I don't have anything like that. I just have a basic metal frame.
What's that thing that goes on the back of the bed? A headboard.
Headboard. Yeah. I guess it's a headboard. I guess you were right the first. I don't have one of those either. Because it's up against a wall. I just use the wall.
So I just have the mattress and the frame. That's all I got.
Okay, yeah. You have a box spring?
No, I'm not Amish.
I do. Well,
no, I mean the thing the mattress sits on.
Yeah, no, that's the frame.
No. Like it looks like a mattress, but it's hard.
No, Jem, I know what a box spring is. I don't have a box spring.
Because it sits on the drawers.
Your bed sits on the frame.
It sits on the frame.
I had one of those in my last apartment.
Yeah, one of those wooden frames.
I hated it.
I remember.
Okay. Why would you hate it?
I remember
it's literally just.
Sometimes when you go to go into bed with your knees, like it would slip and hit the drawer part. Dude, it fucking hurt.
When my past girlfriend moved in, I didn't want to throw away her mattress, so we tried to put her mattress on top of my mattress. We were so high up in the air, and it was the most uncomfortable thing. Dude, I don't know why, but for some reason, having two mattresses on top of one another, like we both would just sink into the middle. And we got rid of it like within like 2 days. It's like, dude, I feel like shit waking up. This feels terrible.
Yeah, this bed's good though. The Helix bed's pretty good.
I kind of want one of these Amazon mattresses for $190.
Bro, my back was fucking killing me until I got this, and then after like a few nights of sleep, I had so many less problems, feeling good. I don't want to be like promo or whatever, but these YouTubers give out promo codes. So,
what about Nectar? Is Nectar a good mattress?
I don't know.
I think so.
I went with Helix because I got a discount.
Oh, you can buy legit mattresses too on Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy good. I mean,
you just have to look it up.
I was just, it was my first apartment, basement studio, or basement one bedroom, and I didn't have a mattress. I needed one.
Shut up.
It was fine, bro. It was fine until I slipped my fucking disc, and then I was Jesus. Like, it wasn't from the bed.
That's true. Once you've injured your back, you need a fucking good bed.
Yes. Yeah. I used to sleep on the floor.
All right. And I got tile floors. I'll fucking lay flat on my back on the tile floors. Right, so
who's going to... We're old. You, Jim, or me? Who's going to tell him?
Oh, yeah. What happened to Brandon?
What about the drawers?
Not Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Yeah.
Did you get arrested?
No. Me and Jim fucked up.
Oh, you made an enemy again.
Yeah.
little thing you were saying that we do.
The whole burn bridges thing, we haven't learned our lessons. We're both in our 30s.
Is it fucked up that the first thing I said was, did he get arrested?
Yes, it's actually highly fucked up.
No, I just remember before he was like, I'll fuck a bitch up or whatever. He was pretending to be violent. Anyway, what did he do?
Well, all right. I'll tell my side of the story. And I'm sure.
Here it comes. Get ready for the propaganda.
Well, I mean, you say propaganda, but Ed, you're now in the group chat on Instagram.
Why don't you tell me his side of the story? Because that's probably going to be right.
Wait, what?
Wait, I don't think he can see past shit.
No, he can. It says you can, when you add someone, they can see previous messages.
Oh
yeah, yeah. So Ed, if he really wants to do some research,
he's not gonna fucking. You know how far you'd have to scroll up. We posted 1 million reels.
Well, I only post in the group chat because that's the one that pops up first.
Yeah, that's right. And I only posted you.
All right, then Ed, to make this all short, Jem was sending highly.
Here comes
highly racist.
Here comes the bullshit.
Dude, highly racist reels. In the group chat with me.
Racist, he says.
Jeff, there's no other, like, if, and, or but. Like, how else would you explain those reels?
It's comedy, dude.
No, I didn't say they weren't funny. I didn't say they weren't funny. However, the humor was
based... They're not racist.
Jeff.
90% of them were made by black people,
Jeff,
dude.
Jeff, one of them was literally a young black boy in a suit and tie showing you which fork is the salad fork, and the comments were going, thanks, exquisite nigga. Hey, thanks, little nigga. Hey, little nigga, how about you just fucking eat your food? Like, dude, you knew what the comments were.
That sounds like comedy to me.
The exquisite one was by far one of the most funny things. I started crying.
I can't believe you went with that one of all.
Because that one was like...
I was like, oh, I'm buried. And then he said it. I was like, oh, that was like the... least words. There was like a monkey putting a watermelon through a basketball hoop.
or the ones where it's like the black crow like stole the food and the first comments, well.
Oh.
No, but Ed, hear me out.
He didn't even say anything yet.
I got into like black Instagram somehow. Like I transferred over to the dark side. And it's the funniest fucking meme. So I was sending them to Brandon and Whitey, being like, okay. Oh, these,
no, don't say my
love these memes.
Just to help your case.
I was like, they're going to love these memes because these are fucking some of the funniest memes. It's like the Chappelle Show, dude. It's just black on black crime, you know? And
black on black comedy.
Yeah, it didn't go down like how I thought it would.
Wait, he got mad at you? I don't understand his perspective on this.
Well, no, let's
this seems
let's,
not that big of a deal.
Let's all be fair. Let's all be fair. He got mad because he was fucking that other comedian and we said it.
That's what it was, man. I promise.
I don't care what anyone says. That was the reason because after that, his thoughts on us just changed completely.
Yes.
He was fucking another comedian.
Hands down.
Yeah, Nads, dude, and I commented on their post, and I was like, when's the wedding? Because they were doing this weird, like, flirty back and forth real shit.
Oh.
And he'll never say it, but he was upset.
So she got offended. Say it, never, ever.
She got offended, and that then he said, well, I got to cut ties with these clowns.
Ed, what are you clicking over there? Can you put the mouse down for a podcast and we can hear you?
Jesus, I don't know, you can hear that.
Scroll through the fucking green party newsletter like later, dude.
You got me on Instagram. I'm looking at tits.
Hey,
that's
look,
what it's for.
I mean, you can't actually. Instagram actually blocks out actual. You can, for some reason, on Twitter you can see tits, but on Instagram you can see murder.
That's true. But you know they're sexy girls on Instagram redirecting you to their OnlyFans.
But yeah, no. Brandon sadly he gave us a second chance. He left the group chat, came back, and then. Jem kept sending meals.
And then Jem went here.
No, you know, that's not what happened. And you know that's not what happened.
What are you talking about? That's exactly what happened.
He came on the podcast again, and then we patched it over, and we were laughing and giggles. Then he came on the next week, we were giggles and laughing, and then Whitey brought up Harriet Tubman.
And then I said, oh, brother.
And then we shit on Harriet Tubman for a good hour and a half. Brandon was in the corner. And then every time Brandon tried to talk, Whitey went, "Oh, brother." And then Brandon got actually mad and then left and never talked to us again.
What is wrong with you guys?
Well, to be fair, we didn't shit on Harriet Tubman. There's a photo of her that looks
Oh my god, I'm in it. I'm talking 2 hours of us straight shitting on Harriet Tubman the entire time.
One of the most important
There's a photo of her in the civil rights movement. Hold on, Ed. There's a photo of her that looks exactly like E.T., the extraterrestrial.
It did. Jesus Christ, I gotta say, it looked exactly.
You don't deserve any friends.
Hold on. I'm gonna look up this picture.
It did look like E.T.
I'm gonna put it in the chat, and I swear to God, if Ed like lies, I'm gonna be upset.
I'm gonna lie 100%. If I have to lie, I'm gonna lie. All
right, tell me.
Well, I mean, she's really old. Once we're at that age, we all kind of look like E.T., don't we?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We were like, it's because she's fucking 98.
Jesus fucking Christ. You guys are.
Brandon thought that we were being racist.
You were.
How was that racist?
You're being racist on purpose.
He looks like E.T. Tell me that doesn't look like E.T.
Now you're being sexist.
Ed.
So look me in my eyeballs.
It's the same blanket.
It's the same picture.
She's got blue eyes.
She's facing the other way.
I'm not fucking.
Which one's E.T. and which one's fucking?
It is the same place.
By the way, I forgot about the blanket.
Steven Spielberg is racist.
Dude. I forgot about the blanket, dude. I didn't think it looked that much.
Spielberg totally saw that picture of Harry Tubman and was like, yeah, it's E.T.
Oh, even the nose, the nostrils. Oh, my God.
Someone should really post this.
I forgot how much it looked like.
On Twitter, like a back-to-back, and be like, yo.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
We got Harriet Tubman at home. The Harriet Tubman at home.
Dude, I forgot how much it actually does look like. It's uncanny.
That's why, how could you get mad at that? We were, like,
Did he actually exchange words with you about what he was mad about and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't listen, but yeah, I think so.
In his defense, we kept cutting him off every time he tried to
talk.
Someone already made it.
Nah.
I swear to God, someone already made a back-to-back, so we weren't the first.
It was Brandon. he stole our joke.
No, that's a 3G phone, so that's years ago.
They used a bad photo.
See, if you want racism,
you go on Twitter, though. Like, that's where all the racism is.
But again, this isn't a racist thing.
It's not a racist thing.
It's an old lady with a blanket around her head.
It's a little racist.
How's it racist?
Just because she's black, that makes it racist? If she was Asian, would it be racist? Like
a chimpanzee.
Well, if she was Asian, she wouldn't look like E.T., Jeff.
I mean...
E.T. kind of looks Asian.
Yeah, you could find a 98-year-old of any race that looks like E.T.
That's true.
You just have to have that blanket and that hairstyle.
E.T. does kind of
be part of the Underground Railroad, apparently.
Old people.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He thought she was like a fucking detective from a Tarantino movie, like shooting people in the neck.
Yeah, he said something about like she used to stab people, or no, she used to kill them or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Harriet Tubman didn't kill people.
Well, that's what Brandon said.
Well,
he gave us
Brandon,
like Cat
Brandon
Williams
said some crazy
on.
Shit. Let's be real.
We gotta get Ed. Wait, hold on. I just realized this. Ed, you could be the bridge. He hasn't. I don't know if he ever.
Oh my!
Ed, bring him back. Hit him up.
Talk about a bridge. You fucking popsicles.
Weakest fucking bridge. Shoestrings and popsicle sticks.
Didn't he get mad at me when I called him retarded for all his weird vaccine?
Yeah, but he didn't. I don't know. But he didn't. I don't think he blocked you or something.
I don't know.
Jem's claiming
he didn't know I was on anything.
I don't know if he did.
Yeah, he blocked us.
I can't. Yeah. I don't know if he.
He never added me on anything.
I'm
not fucking helping you guys.
I don't believe you. I just don't know.
Guys, no, find a new friend.
It's not about belief. I already remember. I signed out and looked it up, and it comes up. That means he blocked us.
Find a new friend.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he did block us. Yo, that Neve girl fucking
Neve
fucking canceled her account, man.
Who's Neve?
Remember that big toothed girl?
No.
That she'd like post a thing of her being like, "Don't you just love pizza when it's square?" And then everyone would be like, "Queef, queef through a snorkel." Like, oh, that's funny.
Oh, you're talking about the girl who was like, "That's so funny, shit in my mouth."
That yes.
Girl. No, that girl deleted.
She deleted her account.
No, yeah. No. I thought she was embracing it.
That's what I, dude. She did a yoga one, and then like,
haha, the so funny. Take insane. Your excrement and rub it in my wound.
Yeah. She made a yoga one, and then it was like diabolical comments, and then she just,
dude, that's deleted. Hilarious. Suck syphilis blood out of someone and spit it into my dick. You're telling me she didn't embrace all that? Damn it.
Nah, I wish.
Damn it, dude. She was funny.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, see, you'd know, Ed, if you were there.
Yeah, there was this. Yeah, Ed, if you see, you would know what's really going on in the world if you came to Instagram. There was this blonde haired girl with like chompers, by the way. And how do I see? There's no way to actually explain it. There really isn't.
She was just kind of cringy and would do like purposeful cringy jokes, but they were very like family friendly and wholesome. And then, like,
and they were
every
actually
comment.
Funny. I actually would be, because I knew, honestly, they were funny because I knew what the comments were.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
That's but every sure. comment, like, just the most diabolical sexual.
Fucking show me something.
Well, she deleted her account.
Yeah, she deleted.
Yeah, but if she's really funny, somebody would have posted a video on YouTube or something.
I mean, I didn't say she was really funny, but.
How do you spell Neve? Well, no, I was in honesty.
Wait, did you see that? Never mind. That's too political. The Katie Britt response to the State of the Union.
So,
like,
see, hold on. See, this is something I actually do know. I coincidentally.
She's like acting.
I saw Jon Stewart reacting to it.
And the very next day, Scarlett Johansson did a bit on SNL.
Jon Stewart?
Yeah, he's doing.
Like the Daily Show guy?
He's doing Daily Show mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
You don't like Jon Stewart?
I hated that show back then, dude.
I like Jon
no.
Stewart.
No. I always
Jim,
fucking
Jim
hate
doesn't.
Him.
He doesn't hate Jon Stewart. He just hates.
I hate
political reality.
Well, no, but I like Jon
no,
Stewart because he's
funny.
Hated
that guy.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's
he's
funny.
Not, he's never been.
You don't think Jon Stewart's funny? Oh, nah. I think he's fucking.
My
funny.
My best friend growing up would always put that on fucking comment, and I dude. It
I would.
Was,
I'm
I
not
like,
putting it on for guests, but I he's funny though. His monologues
guys
are funny. No, I don't believe that.
Name one funny joke he's ever told.
Well, let's not get into semantics here.
He really does, dude. I don't know what it is that I think people just like it because he's.
I think
on
you
their
just don't like
side.
Jews.
He's Jewish.
Yeah, he's obviously Jewish.
Obviously Jewish.
Now that you say
are
that,
you
it
jerking
makes sense,
off
yeah.
over there with a fan. What the fuck are you doing?
Yes, of course.
Stop. Dude, whatever you're doing, stop it, please.
Stewart's an English name, dude.
John Stewart is Jewish.
How do you know?
I've been following Jon Stewart's comedy since I was a kid.
He also lives in Ed's basement.
Jon Stewart's not Jewish. He's just some fucking like English guy.
Jon Stewart is Jewish.
Prove it.
Okay. Jon Stewart's family. This is from Wikipedia. Is that good enough for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and Stephen Colbert sucks too when he would come on.
Stewart's family is Ashkenazi.
Oh shit, we only have 3 more weeks of
Ashkenazi
argument, and then we
Jew.
Have to do more. Fuck.
You don't have to do shit. You're not getting anything out.
Ed, you're lazy and.
Oh, wait, no, wait, I'm sorry. No, we have a lot. Oh my god, wait.
Yeah, we did like. Didn't we do 2 back to back, like long
episodes?
We're good
until May 10th.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking? May 10th? Oh, this May. I was like.
No, next May, you retard.
May 10th, 2025.
I don't know why my head skipped one.
We actually got some listeners on that show. We're doing well on that one.
How many?
A few.
6.
3 and a half.
maybe 6, maybe 3.5. Maybe go fuck yourself.
Good numbers. That's better. That's better than what you usually pull.
Yeah.
Can't be nowhere but up from here.
Dude, still my favorite episode, hands down, Jem, is the Steven Crowder ring doorbell. episode.
Oh, that, yeah, dude.
Because it was,
I forgot.
It was so honest where we're just like, yeah, that's a great yard. I'm telling you, I'm going to steal this dog, man.
Watch it.
Watch it. Oh, dude.
Watch it.
Watch it. I saw that fucking video. That video was hilarious.
That video was
watch
great.
It.
Watch it.
He definitely hit her, right? Like, at some point.
Watch it.
I don't know, but that was a hard watch.
He's
way.
Pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it's. I'm definitely like that. It does not seem like a...
You are marriage. A woman, and you will know your place.
They only have one car for some reason.
That was still the most, like, it's like, wait, you guys are like a millionaire.
One
like,
car.
You don't have a second Range Rover?
Well, it kind of makes sense with the rest of the video where he's like trying to control where she is and what she's doing at all times.
Oh, Jon Stewart is Jewish.
Yeah, no shit.
His last name is Leibowitz.
Oh my God.
Jon Stewart Leibowitz.
Jesus Christ. No wonder he fucking...
I wonder why he didn't go with that name. That.
Yeah, it's almost like he's a sneaky fucking Jew, dude.
Jesus Christ, Jen. Yeah, where'd that come from? I didn't like that.
Well,
he
why
talks
didn't
about
he go
his own Jewish heritage all the fucking time?
Then why didn't he? Why doesn't he use his Jewish name?
Because of media, you know. Leibowitz is a weird media. Name. Leibowitz just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, imagine Leibowitz on the title card.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
It would make a lot more sense. I don't know. I just hate goofy white guys that are like in their 60s but still have like the views of like 20-year-old college girls. It's like, dude, grow up.
Still have the views.
Have a few kids. Yeah, like old white liberal men. Like, dude,
you don't know what his views are. You're of the opinion that anyone who is left wing but old is
dumb.
Yeah. Well, when I have the benchmark for good politics, I look right in Jim's direction, and I think that guy.
Well, say hey, I think right wingers are dumb too, though.
Okay, yeah. You just think everything's dumb. You have the views of a 22-year-old girl.
But at least if an old white guy is like a right winger,
that is like 19-year-old emo just out of high school. What? No, what am I saying? It's like 15-year-old emo kid.
What, not being
dumb.
Political?
Everything's dumb.
Nothing you know, most matters. People aren't
Everything's
political.
Everything's dumb.
Most people are just living their life, making money. And you watch Jon Stewart still, dude? It's fucking 2024. Get over it. That show stunk. It used
I don't
to stink.
Watch
it probably
Jon
still
Stewart.
Monologues, they come up on my YouTube as recommended, so yeah.
Watch every now and then I see Jon Stewart, but no, I don't watch
you
him.
You watch him?
Every now and then, yeah, it's funny.
Oh my
God. He's funny.
He's not funny.
Yeah.
But normally I watch serious shit funny. I'm a grown up.
I don't know what to tell you. I just
name a funny joke then.
Here's the problem with like
political comedians. It's not really jokes, it's more it's kind of basically just reactionary humor.
Yeah, like you don't have to do comedy right now. You can just like talk about what Trump did.
Yeah, that's
just talk about what Trump did. It's like, ha, we're all going to die in a nuclear fire.
I mean, it is funny if you talk about it in the right way, but I feel like if you just complain about it, it's not funny.
No, he's, again, he's...
He does.
Can you believe what Trump said this week?
Well, no.
That's a regular pundit. Jon Stewart does jokes.
It's not The View.
Or Bill Maher. Bill Maher is not a real comedian.
Yeah, Bill Maher stinks. Once again, he's just an old... 6-year-old white guy with fucking college level fucking humor.
Yeah, I think you're more thinking like Steven Crowder on that one.
Yeah,
Crowder. I mean, now if you don't like Jon Stewart, you don't like him. You know, comedy is up.
Bill Maher is not funny because he just doesn't try to be funny anymore.
What you think
is funny. Crowder is in college level just because he debates college students.
He's college level because he's retarded and he says a bunch of.
No, it's not college level though. He's like he has the views of like an old racist white man.
I think he's just a grift.
No, who was a conservative in high school?
People.
No one. It's like like a 50-year-old white guy thing. Who owns like a gun and whiskey.
And a tractor.
Yeah, like I hate Stephen Crowder.
I love that's you romanticizing Republicanism.
It wasn't. It was me making fun of it.
Okay. Well, that's.
I'm not a right winger, you retard. I'm just saying. Stephen Crowder does.
Libertarians are right wing.
I'm not. No, they're not.
Libertarians are right wing.
That's an up or down on the scale.
They're better. They're a little better.
You're a libertarian too, man. Shut up.
I'm not a libertarian. I'm a fucking social democrat. I'm a liberal.
You're John Stuart Leibowitz.
Yeah, basically. I'm probably aligned with John Stewart's politics, generally.
Yeah, and you're 40. It all makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing you say makes sense. You just say a bunch of shit. You don't understand the world you live in because you don't care about it.
You know what? I understand Roblox.
You know, we invited
well, I'm waiting for that channel. I'm waiting for that channel. You know, what, bitch? I'm agreeing with you.
What do you mean? I'm not shitting on Gem like the way you're shitting on
you
Gem.
You hate Gemini.
Oh my God.
You hate me all the time.